The sounds of construction ring throughout the floors of the $14 million project bringing 45 boutique hotel rooms to downtown Pittsfield. Owner Lori Tierney says conference areas, retail space, ballroom, and spa will maintain the building's 19th century features.
Wood floors will all be maintained if possible. We'll be sanding them down as much as we can, keeping the wood floors, keeping the brick, keeping all the original brick. The main social spaces will have tin ceilings. They won't be the original tin ceilings because unfortunately they're not going to be in good shape, but we will be putting the tin ceilings up so that it will look like it did many years ago.
Each room is going to be unique in its own way with different configurations, sizes, and appearances because of the layout of the old clothing store and office supplier interspersed with wooden columns. One room even features a rolling library ladder rising to bookshelves and cubby space.
It's just a gorgeous room with the tall, tall windows and the, you know, all the work of the shelving on the side. So we decided to maintain this and make this the library suite.
Three extended stay rooms will offer a kitchenette, seating area, and large bathroom. State Senator Ben Downing says the hotel can be a real gem for downtown Pittsfield.
We see how it leverages the assets that we already have in Barrington Sage Company and the Colonial Theater, in the Berkshire Museum, and all of those arts organizations that are drawing people to this area. This is about making sure they don't just show up for a day, making sure they show up for a weekend, show up for a week.
The four-floor hotel will be managed by Main Street Hospitality Group, operators of Stockbridge's Red Lion Inn, North Adams Porches Inn, and the Williams Inn in Williamstown. Tierney says a subsidiary of Main Street is expected to run the restaurant. Two restaurants on the first floor, Spice Dragon and Mad Jack's Barbecue, shut down this summer as demolition and construction began. David Tierney, Lori's husband, serves as project contractor. He says there is a focus on open social and working spaces using a three-story skylight to brighten the common areas in contrast to the private rooms.
It's going to help shed some light down onto this floor, which, you know, once you got all the walls up, it's going to be very dark in here. So we're trying to bring natural light in, along with the things that I was saying earlier about being light and airy versus cozy and warm.
An existing ballroom and other large areas are designed for conferences and events of up to 100 people. Space Berkshire Chamber of Commerce President Jonathan Butler says is a consistently cited need in the region.
A good percentage of the visitors to the Berkshires are drawn from the urban New York and Boston regions. And I think this kind of... It diversifies the types of lodging options that they have here, where they can actually, they can stay right here on North Street in downtown Pittsfield in a boutique setting, where they have, you can look out the window and kind of see a vibrant downtown street. You can look a little further into the horizon and see a ski area.
At the peak of construction, the project employs about 80 people. The bar and restaurant are expected to open in March, with the hotel following in May, employing 50 to 70 people. The project is financed by Mountain One Bank, along with state and federal historic tax credits. Lori Tierney hopes a revitalization effort will spread through the community and liven up the city.
We're hoping not to shut down Pittsfield at 10 o'clock at night.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.